We're on the air.
Welcome. It's the second Cowboys show this week. Oh, this week, this year. And Pi's actually come back and joined me. And I was thinking about this.
Cameo.
We haven't done a radio show together since the middle of last year.
It's been a while.
Because I went to Hawaii and you bagged me. And then you went to America and we bagged you.
Yeah, so, there you go.
And then you missed last week because you were off celebrating anniversaries last week in South Australia,
I wasn't celebrating anniversaries.
I thought it was an anniversary trip.
Just on a trip. Just on a get away from all these blokes trip.
Just where, well, that's always something good. So we haven't had a show since the last round of Cowboys. So there's a few things that have happened in between. We had a carnival. The National Carnival, and I think about just over a dozen Cowboys went up there playing in the 45s, the 50s, and I think Shorey was the only one who played in the 35s. And Victoria had some victories, had some losses. Pugs and Ray played in the 45s and won the flag or the year.
The flag.
The flag.
Did they get a flag?
No, you get a medal. You get a medal.
Yeah.
You get a medal, so they won that one. The 50s, there's two teams in the 50s. The 51s lost sort of the pseudo grand final to Queensland, the home team, which was really, really good, and they beat us. But the 52s won, so Schmooey was in that one. So Schmooey got a medal.
Geez, they break them down, don't they, by twos?
Oh, but, well, there's a lot of over 50s and a lot of over 55s. And also we had Pugs got All-Australian.
All-Australian.
So All-Australian, his first carnival. And Oldie got All-Australian too.
Hey, I've seen Pugs' garage too. He has a bit of memorabilia up in his garage because when I walk past it, when I'm walking my dogs, I see it.
And can you see a medal?
I'm thinking that'll be up there. I'm waiting for it now.
It's a small medal. And also in the 52s...
It'll be in a big frame though.
That's right. Yeah. Also in the 52s was Jeff Dyer and Oldie.
Jeez.
So Oldie got two medals. He got a medal for the premiership and
a lot of Cowboys went up there.
Yeah, a few Cowboys went up and there were some winning Cowboys up there. So it was a good year up in the carnival. This year we're into Geelong, so we're expecting a bucket load of Victorian teams.
I'd reckon that the Cowboys could almost put in a team.
We probably could.
Someone would have to start working on that.
Yes. We'd spread it over the different age groups. I think we'd struggle to get a full team across all the age groups because they actually play 40s, 45s. 50s, 55s and 60s.
Oh, 50 to 55? How would we go there?
Oh,
not enough. Probably not enough. Probably 55 to 60.
A cow team rather than a cowboy team. So we had that, and then we also had the AP night.
Yes, that's right. It was another good night. Good night run by Stevie.
Yes, it was the new committee's night, and it went just as good as the old committee.
Mate, it was fantastic. I had a great time.
It was good to see
I had a great time. I didn't have to sit up on the stage. I got to sit back and watch everyone else and drink a beer.
Good to see you and Lionel just sitting down enjoying it rather than...
And Lionel did look very relaxed on the night. Did you notice that?
I did, and not having to eat a piece of steak and read out a vote, then eat another bit of steak 5 minutes later when it's cold.
He was sitting back in his chair. His arms were behind his head. He was relaxed.
The new committee did really well, as seamless across to the new committee.
They're doing a great job.
They did well. I mean, the benchmark was set, and I think they met the benchmark. Didn't have to reinvent anything.
No.
I mean, they still gave away the Three Stooges Awards, can't remember, but I'm going to guess Super Coops must be one.
It would have had to.
Would have been had to be Super Coops.
Lynch would be Foz hates getting it, so I don't think they gave it to him. I gave it to him about 3 years in a row. He didn't like that.
Chiz, Matty Ray, Timmy, Usual Suspects.
Oh yeah, they got the last year.
Being the same person.
Yeah. No, I can't remember. But that's probably because I drank too much.
Because you didn't have any responsibility.
So I didn't have to do. No.
That's right.
I didn't have to not talk with a slur.
That's true. That's true. And we had the Roy Dorr. Best clubman.
Yep.
Very deserving.
Another deserving fella.
James Tahana.
Yep.
And James is not with us today. James has had to go back to New Zealand. His
grandfather
died during the week. Yep. So the club sends him his condolences. A lot of the Cowboys actually put on Facebook.
But his daughter's here on his behalf.
I didn't see.
She's over there on the table with my daughter. They're having a drink and, you know, getting into the cowboy spirit.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Good. So, yeah, very deserved winner. James did his first aid course, became a trainer last year, was at the games. He came to the 50.
I don't think he missed a game.
No, and he was at a few 50 games as well. Yep. So,
and the home games, he was happy to help out anybody. And they were strapping. And he was good. He did a really good job. Yeah. So, better than the other bloke that did the course with him.
Oh, I don't know who that was.
Never saw him.
Never saw him. Did the course.
I was happy to run out there with a first aid kit patch you up if you've got a bit of bleeding stuff, but I don't want to put tape and that sort of thing.
Magic spray?
If it's too bad, mate, I'm just calling an ambulance.
That's right.
Just call an ambulance. No, don't move him. Call an ambulance.
Yes, we've had a few of them. We've had a few of them over the years.
Yeah.
And, of course, we gave away our BNFs. Now I'm just trying to remember. Supers Rocket. Rocket won the Supers.
Rocket did, yes, yeah. He's got an appropriate name, hasn't he, Rocket?
Yeah, and he plays that way. He looked quick compared to most of the Cowboys. Yeah. He won the Austin Parker.
Yeah.
In the Masters, Foz.
And that's the Hayden Shorten?
Hayden Shorten Award. Foz went back-to-back.
Yep.
And it was interesting, Foz made the comment, and I thought this was really good, because Foz has coached the Masters for the last 2 years and won the B&F. And the preceding coach in the Masters won the previous 2 years. So in the last 4 years, it was won by a 49-year-old, a 50-year-old, a 49-year-old, and a 50-year-old. And Foz actually pointed that out on the night.
Yeah.
And then they sort of pointed, well, maybe it's the coach's award. And the coach wins it.
Who's coaching this year?
Steamer.
No, it's not going to happen.
So we're looking for a 49 or a 50-year-old, really.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it might not go back with the coach.
Steamer's not quite there, I don't think, is he? I don't think he's not quite 49.
No.
He's a young bloke. He's only about 47, 46 maybe,
yeah, he's got a few more years to come through. So that was that.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we go, over 50s.
Over 50s.
Who got the over 50s? Oh, I know who got it. The guy from Miles Away. Wasn't it?
No, that was the previous year.
Oh.
It was someone a lot closer.
Oh, did you get it?
Yes.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, no, it was Kenny last year. Kenny Wilson last year. I was going to write it down. I thought,
I remember. I was thinking it was Kenny.
It was Kenny. No, Kenny was the year before.
Yeah. Where did he come from? Where did he drive from?
Bendigo.
Bendigo.
Bendigo. And he's playing this year. He's playing this week and that'll be in town.
At least it'll be a bit closer for him this year. This week.
This week, yeah.
Because we're in Geelong.
Yeah, Bendigo to Geelong is probably an hour and a half.
Yeah.
If that.
He'll be there early. Do a warm-up.
With a cougar who is back, allegedly.
Yeah. Oh, he won't be playing, though. He's not coming. He told me he's not playing over Geelong.
No, but we're waiting to talk about the Masters team when time comes.
Oh, and, right.
So I'm happy to have Pi with me. As you said, Swan Song cameo,
mate. Yeah, I'll be having a duck off shortly because we've got a young bloke in the bar,
yep.
And he's only learning. So I've just left him over there. It's pretty no pressure at the moment because I think the rush is gone.
Yeah,
but I'll duck out for a bit and I'll duck back and I'll finish up with you.
And you've got a more responsibilities. You're now president of the sports club.
Yeah, and it does take unfortunately a bit of my time. So I've got to drop some things off and some of the things I enjoy. I enjoy the radio stuff, but I'm hoping to still do some of the games, so yep. We'll do the calls of the games, and if we can coordinate that, I should be able to get that time off. But Wednesday nights is just a bit hard because we're trying to work behind the bar, save the club a bit of money, and the Cowboys look after their own.
And the van of courage is it?
The Fantastic.
Fantastic's right.
coming along. Yeah, I'm getting there. I've got a lot of Cowboys helping me out on that helmet. Foz, and my mate Dirk. Ads is going to paint it for us, so we're getting close. Helmut will probably do a bit of work for me in the next week or so, and then Ads is going to do the painting. So.
Ads should be able to do a really good paint job, sure.
We've had a bit of a chat, and he's doing a bit of putting a bit of thought to it now. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what he comes up with.
Because the idea is the Fantastic's going to be towed to the away games.
Yeah, that's right. And it'll be used by the Karen Primary School, used by anybody that wants to use it, you know. But Sundays for the Cowboys, definitely. We'll take it to the away games, and we can set up. The only problem we're going to have, Trash, is you and I playing 50s. I don't think are playing any away games with the Supers. So
no, we're not.
It might be a big tow.
We might have to work. We might have to get a proxy tow up.
Might have to take it the night before or something and set it all up.
Oh, it depends what we're playing.
Yeah, that's right. It might get stolen.
We don't go to Craigieburn. They're not listening, are they?
Pretty safe.
Yeah. So we can find a designated tower.
Yeah, I think there's someone to do it for me. Yeah,
and just leave it there. So yeah, that could prove a little bit tricky. So
yeah, we'll get there. We'll work it out.
I suppose the other thing I want to talk to you about, Pi, is the Skyrail. It's not footy, but it's very Karam based.
Yeah,
Skyrail's coming.
I think it's done. I mean, there's people still fighting. I think it's a done deal.
Well, there's consultation, which they sort of went, oh, that's nice.
I think the consultation, was exactly. I said to them, I actually went to their one of their open stalls they had up at the car park and thing, and I said to them, now, what you did before wasn't really consultation. I said, it was kind of like, you were talking to the public, but you weren't consulting with the public.
That's right.
You were talking to us.
We did a survey. We didn't say we'd looked at the survey, but we did a survey. It was interesting. I was coming back from golf one morning, Saturday morning, could see the pro Skyrail booth. And then on the other side, outside the newsagents, was all the people anti-Skyrail
in the red shirts.
And I was thinking, how long before there's an altercation around?
Well, there's a security guard there in the Skyrail. There's a security guard there, stands there looking very tough with his arms crossed.
Does he? Oh, good.
But I think you'd outrun him, put it that way. He might be very strong, but I don't think he'd run very fast.
So it just pops up every now and then, because I went past the other day and it was gone.
Yeah, I think they just have it there on certain days or whatever. But, I mean, look, as far as I'd reckon, I reckon it's a done deal. I reckon if they're saying they're still thinking about changing it to underground. I think we're kidding ourselves. And it's about what's going to happen in the Karen Village now. And I went up there and had a word to them about a few ideas I had, and they sort of looked at me dumbfounded and went, oh, we hadn't kind of thought of that.
Yeah, that's what worries me. It looks, and pictures look great, so, and models look great.
Yeah, but my name's on the list now to be in the next stage where they're actually going to have meetings and stuff with the community to decide how they actually design that road. For me, Station Street is going to come across with a bridge. Well, that means there's going to be more traffic on it because more people are going to want to take it, which is going to make the Karen Village busier.
Yes.
So my thought is we need to put something in place that makes people not want to drive through there so they stick to the Nepean Highway. And they said, yeah, oh, yeah, we'll put some traffic management. I said, and what about if we want to run a festival up there and block the road off? There'll be nowhere to turn the cars around to send them back.
Mm.
And they go, what do you mean block the road off? I said, you're creating a village, a Karen Village. You know, we should be able to, as a community, run a festival up there and close the road off and have people walking all over. And they go, that's a really good idea. Maybe we'll put a roundabout in. So now they're talking about putting a roundabout in so they can turn people around and send them back.
Could just push them off the new bridge.
Oh, dear, I tell
you. When it comes to, because what worries me is the closing of Eel Race Road and Mascot Avenue, the traffic on McLeod Road.
Absolutely. I don't get it.
It's one lane at the moment. They could probably squeeze two
a half
lanes
a lane in
each way. But
you've
got to put a bicycle track in.
You'd have no footpath.
I mean, sometimes getting out of our street is tricky.
Can I tell you something? I had to come over to this club today about four times for different tradies coming and arriving and doing things. And I drove the first time. The next three times I came, I rode my son's skateboard across because it was quicker than driving my car out onto the McLeod Road, back into here, then back out again.
Yeah,
so,
it's,
you know, I skateboarded across. So,
I'd like to see, because I just can't see how closing Eel Race Road. Mascot Avenue, maybe.
Yeah.
But Eel Race Road, that's a bit, that's a, because is, I'm assuming Anderson Street, or whatever it is, the next one down.
You mean Armstrong Road. Yeah,
that's still going to be a level crossing.
That's exactly right.
So that's not a dangerous level crossing. Obviously, you can keep that one.
And you can come around an S bend straight into it.
Into it. I mean, yeah, maybe the traffic management works there, but there's going to be a lot more. If I was living on that street, I could expect a lot more traffic.
Absolutely.
Weaseling
look,
its way
I just
through.
Don't think they've. Look, I think they've. Some engineers thought about it.
Yeah, engineers.
Not someone that lives on that road.
No.
Or lives in the town. Yeah, it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting. But we'll be able to keep you updated because, like I said, I've put my name down and they've sent me email saying they've got it. And the guy I spoke to went, oh, that's a good idea. Actually saw him sneak off and write my name down on a bit of paper.
Oh, yes.
So,
oh, yes.
So hopefully, yeah, we'll get, I thought to me, I said to my wife, it's about time we have to have a bit of input into this because this is going to really affect us. You
yeah,
know?
And I did like the way they promoted it. Oh, we're going to have this and we're going to get rid of the train rail, the rail sidings.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
How exciting.
Well, I'll tell you, I've got a mate that lives up there, though, and he'll be wrapped with that because I think he'd rather have the Skyrail and the train going down there than have the sidings. It's been a bugbear his for years because they clean the trains there all night and they
noise.
Run them and the people along there are just... He was going out of his nut at one stage. He put up a sound barrier fence.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Yeah, just to try and stop it. Yeah, so...
I mean, I don't know...
I haven't spoke to him. I'll be interested to see whether he's happier or not happier.
Because I was talking to Butch, the butcher, best butcher in Carrum, about whether he's... It affects the shops. I don't know.
That's interesting because that parking that's there...
That goes, he said.
Well, and I don't reckon that's a good thing. It's got to have something there for those shops. You've got to have something so that some people can park.
That's right. It's no good having a village if you can't drive there.
Unless that whole area on this side of the Skyrail, like the shop side of the Skyrail, becomes shops parking and not railway parking. And they push all the railway parking way down the other
towards
end.
Towards the Eel Race Road, maybe.
That would work. Yeah. I don't know. But anyhow, I think that's exactly what they need, local people, local businesses and local people to give them a bit of advice about what they should really do there. Because we're the ones that know how much traffic
that's right. And if all this traffic's going to be coming down Station Street and Nepean Highway now, you've got to think that the intersection that'll be a T-intersection now for McLeod Road, similar to how Edith Vale Road finishes in Edith Vale.
Yep.
They've got to lose... I can't see them taking Aldi out.
Nah.
So is the post office...
The supermarket.
News agent.
Yeah.
Supermarket.
Oh, sorry. I know that building's owned by the woman who owns the chemist. She bought it not that long ago.
Because the chemist is next door?
Next
or is the fish and chip shop in between?
No, next door. And next then door. The fish and chip shop. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do there. And to me, the space doesn't look enough.
Not for a major intersection,
no,
I don't think.
No.
So, oh, well, we'll wait and see.
It's not going to make McLeod Road any quieter.
No, exactly. No. Everyone's going to be tearing up McLeod Road.
Anyway, we're going to get back to football.
Go get Towners for me, and we'll come and talk about the 50. So Pye's rushing off to get the Towners. He's pointing and gesturing, and he's coming this way. So thanks for that, Pye. Pye's going to join us just to wrap up at the end. So we'll hear Pi again in a moment. But Town is coming, and he's got his selection board. That means I don't have to delve into my pocket and get my mobile out, take a photo of it. So Town is just setting himself up here. Yes, they go on your ears. That's right. That's the listening bit.
Evening all.
Evening, Towner. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, and hello, Pi, and goodbye, Pi.
Pi's come and gone. So, Pi, we've just gone through what Pi's doing. He's a busy, busy man, being the president of the footy club and a lot more other bits and pieces. So he's done a great job. He set us up. We're running. And
that's the main thing, isn't it?
And are we the only winning Cowboy team this week, Towner?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes, we won.
Yeah. All the other coaches got up there and said, well, if we had done that and done this and done that, and bad luck, boys.
And you said, when we did that and did this.
Yeah, they were talking about this, a boundary umpire thing. And we basically don't need the boundary umpires in the 50s because we just kick it straight in the corridor.
That's right.
Goal to goal.
Only the opposition kicks it out.
Yeah, I know.
then we throw it up anyway because no one likes a throw-in.
Exactly, yes. So, yeah. Just bring it in 10 metres and chuck it in the air and away we go again.
So I've got this last week's results and ladder. And all hopefully right. You can read it. I tried to get it as print as possible. I wasn't sure whether you had your glasses.
No, I haven't. I must have. What I'm going to do is I'm going to buy myself. I'm going to get my darling wife, Wendy, to buy myself another pair of specs.
Yep.
And I'm going to leave them down here.
Oh, leave them in your bag? Leave in the bag?
No, she's going to leave them down here.
Oh, okay. Put them behind the bar.
Yeah, behind the bar, mate, because I'm not a... I only do it for reading, and then, so every time I pick something up, I go, oh, I forgot my bloody glasses again.
Yeah, anyway, so I'm blind enough that I just need them all the time.
All right, see you, Stevie. Tell her, mate. So the ladder, I think it's Williamstown Blue.
Yes.
Then Brunswick.
Yep.
Then Carrum Cowboys.
Cowboys sitting third,
yes,
very nicely.
Yeah, lovely. And then it's Williamstown Gold. Both of those sides, I think the Williamstown Blue is the over
50s.
They're the over 50s. So which I reckon Williamstown have done it the right way. They've gone, if you're a 50-year-old bloke, from 50 to 55, you play in
Blue.
One comp. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how good you are as a footballer. You're playing in that. And if you're over 55s, you're playing in the gold.
And I think that's the right way, because otherwise it's going to be 50-50.
Yeah, exactly, mate.
And if you've got a good team, you've got a good team. If you haven't, you haven't. But at least there's a delineation line.
Yes, yeah. And then the coach can get in there on a training night and go, listen, all right, if you're a 50, you're playing with us. If you're a 55, you go and play with the other side.
Yeah, that way you're not bouncing between the two.
Exactly,
and also,
mate.
No one, even though we don't play for points or anything like that, no one's pointing the finger going, oh, you stack the side against us because you don't like us, or
yes,
it was an away game. Yeah. Or something like that.
So I think there's a great deal of thought gone into that because of that thing. I reckon they've looked at it and gone, we could get ourselves in a bit of strife here by saying, listen, we're playing Carrum Cowboys and we're playing them down at their ground. We'll send our best side down there, and then our second side can go and play Geelong or whoever who may be struggling a little bit.
Yes, in the first year.
Yeah. So I reckon Williamstown, so they should be applauded for doing that.
Yeah, and they've got five teams, Lionel said, because they've got Masters and Supers in the Premier League.
Yep.
They've got two teams in the 50s and a 45s.
Yeah, strong club.
So strong club. Yeah. So they've done really well to split it that way.
But if they're doing that, then they've done themselves proud, I reckon.
Yeah.
Very much, very much.
And also, we only played the over 55s team twice. So
I know.
What a shame.
I know. I looked at the draw and I got you, bloody beauty. Thank you.
That's right.
But I wouldn't mind if we're going all right and we've got our full side in. I don't know, what round did we play the 55, Willie, in the second time?
Let me consult my diary.
The secretary.
Yeah, it's in my diary.
That is,
And I'll find out. So,
because at the end of the day, if we've got our full quota of everybody who's available to play, I wouldn't mind ringing up. Because I know Crofts from and I dare say Crofts is coaching their 55s. Side, I wouldn't mind ringing him up and saying, listen, mate, if you want to, we'll have a bit of a swap.
We'll see how we go. As I said, not playing for points, what's
exactly,
it matter?
Exactly, mate. And if you sort of go all right and we've got our full quota in and all the boys are playing and they're going all right and we're going all right, I wouldn't mind having a bit of a dip at them.
Having a look, it's round 8.
And that's out at their ground,
and
or
that's at Willie's ground.
Okay, yeah, right, yeah.
So that's an opportunity, especially, I mean, if we got to the point where we sat undefeated on top and Willie Blue sat undefeated second, it's probably worthwhile to do that. That's not a bad idea.
Yep. Sort the men out from the boys.
So we had a good win, 10-11, 71 to 6-6, 42.
Yes, yeah, we sort of kicked a little bit, we sort of... Our kicking, yeah. But then again, you know, we made 10, 11, so that's 21 scoring shots. So that's
pretty good.
That says we've got a fairly good midfield.
And someone who...
Doesn't it trash? We've got a fairly good midfield.
We've got a very good midfield. We're very happy with the midfield. I'm very happy with the forward setup this year.
Yes,
you come out of the middle and you go, ooh, there's options.
Yes.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Now, one of those was Joe Regolo. So we had 21 shots that scored.
Yep.
But I think Joey missed it completely a couple of times.
And I think Joey got a little bit excited because I think a couple of them went, didn't even worry the goal up by, did they?
That's right. So we might have had 25 shots, but only 21 scores.
Yeah,
and of those 11 points, Lynchy racked up 5.
Did he?
He kicked 1-5.
Did you? Okay. Oh, and I've still picked him. Hang on. I'll look at the side. I think I've sort of picked him. But,
I think we've got him on the half forward. Yeah,
it's the half forward flank. Oh, we'll give him another chop out this week. If he kicks another bag of 5 points, we might have to send him down to the back line or something. Might have to change him with Huggy or something like that.
But Huggy turn up for. But one, even though he had 5 points, it wasn't as good as 1 point that one player kicked.
That'd be Sir Helmet.
For those that didn't miss it, Helmet took it. Well, Foz kicked the ball off the ground at centre-half forward.
Yes.
It skewed sideways and Helmet was in the right place at the right time. Mark, 25 metres out.
That's right, yes.
Oh, only a 10, 15-degree angle. Mm-hmm. And I congratulated Foz on his timing of his kick and Foz and I were walking back to the middle going, oh, this is all over.
Because Helmet's not a bad
kick. Helmet's a very good kick. Helmet's a good player.
Yes. And I think I was doing the same thing because I think I was walking back and I've sort of... And the umpy's gone, he's blowing his whistle and I'm thinking, what the bloody hell's going on? And I've sort of looked back at Helmet and he sort of... stubbed his toe, kicked the ball into the player, picked it up off the player again, and had another shot at goal. He's hit the post.
It hit the post. So it was a miraculous point. Foz and I just nearly fell over laughing.
I think everybody did.
It's one of those ones where you wish had almost footy legends. It would have been up there.
And I think the only bloke that wasn't laughing was Helmet, because Helmet won the World of Sport Clobber the week before, or the fortnight before. And he's going, oh, Jesus, I've got to wear it again.
Another fortnight of it.
I've got to wear it again. No. And the first thing he said to me on, I seen him last Wednesday night at training, he goes, you can't win it 2 nights in a row, can you? I go, Helmet, you've got to.
Good chance.
And I think he's come up with a little bit of a furphy tonight. He's not here tonight.
He wasn't here.
Jono, I think it was Jono, or one of the boys, came up to me and said to me, Helmet's available to play, but he's gone away. He's with the Chelsea Footy Club, so whatever Chelsea play in.
Oh, yeah.
The league's putting on a dinner or whatever it is, and he's gone, I've got to go to the dinner.
Presidential duties.
Yeah, okay. I don't think so.
Because the only goal Lynchy kicked was, I think, probably the last goal of the game. Lynchy took a mark 45 metres out. Took a lot
of
boys. Time.
See you, mate. See you Sunday. See you, Baz.
He took a lot of time to take his kick. He was wasting a bit of time. We were goals in front, but he had a bet with the guy on the mark, a beer. So as soon as the guy went through, all Lynchy said to the guy on the mark was, you owe me a beer.
Can up.
So Lynchy did 5 points up until then. So, but we won well. Yes. We had lots of goal kickers. Yeah. You got one?
Yes.
You slotted one?
Yes, snagged one. Yes, which is good too. Because I was playing on their coach, and I think we pushed up to the wing. I was on the wing and he was on the wing too. So, and then he was watching our blokes bring the ball out of the fence and he goes, how come you blokes are so quick with your reflexes? I said, we do it, you know, the training and stuff like that, where you just get the ball and it's your first option.
Mm.
And he goes, he's never seen, like he's probably been with the 50s or whatever it is. And he said he couldn't believe how quick the over 50s were in their reaction time.
Yeah.
And then, like, I keep harping on when I say talk to the blokes at training and or in the sheds before the game, is your first option is your best option.
It always is.
Mightn't be the right one.
No.
But if you can pop it off straight away, and if you're 2 metres away or a metre away from where you've got the footy, in over 50, that's like being 20 metres away.
That's right. And you're half a thought ahead of the rest of the crowd.
Yes. Yeah. So first option is best option. First. So if we can keep doing that, then happy days.
And we moved the ball a couple of times.
See you, Joey.
On Sunday.
See you, mate.
We moved the ball well. I think about 3 or 4 times we went coast to coast.
Yes.
From full back to full forward and scored a goal.
Yeah.
Just through the middle of the ground, mark kick.
Well, even my darling wife, and she's watched me play football all my life, and we were coming home from Carrum, and she said exactly the same thing, and she said some of the stuff that, you know, some of the football we were doing, we were going from out of full back, bang, 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 hand pass, little chip, bang, goal.
Mm.
Yeah, coast to coast. It was fantastic. It was magnificent.
And we kept the tradition alive. We only found out today of last year in our first round, poor old Kev, Damo's brother, broke a leg.
Yes.
And this week we had a new guy. Doc came from Frankston. Doc wanted to play for Cowboys. Had been here a few years ago, then went and played at Frankston. Mm. Came back, made a passionate speech after the game,
yes.
Which was surprising.
I don't know if he was...
one beer had been drunk, surely.
I don't know. What he actually did was he lives in Carrum, so he's a fairly passionate man about this area too, I think. So what he actually did was we're after the game, we've had a beer, and we sang the song, and we've had the beer, and we slapping each other on the back and telling everybody how good we were. And he gets up in front of everybody and says, "I'd like to have a bit of a word to... all of you boys, and thank you very much for inviting me down here and playing and all of it. And then I'd like to thank the Widgie tribe and for being our custodians of the land." And I still to this day, I don't know if he was taking the piss.
I don't know where he's going.
I don't know. But I think he's, which is a good thing too, because like if that's part of his thing around his area, mate, so yeah, why not?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Why not? So it's all part of it. So, and he was quite, but he texted me coming down, we're coming down from Clayton today, and he texts me and he goes, "Yeah, I've done me knee, so we've lost."
He hurt his knee.
Yes.
And he is a doctor.
Yes.
And he went.
I think
and he went and got a scan, and what did he find?
Cracking his knee. Oh no.
So the Cowboys, if you can get through round one,
yes,
you're a good chance.
So what we're going to do next year, if we get a couple of good players coming down and they're, well, a good player, we're going to pick one of the duds out. So listen, mate, you're getting injured.
A sacrificial virgin.
A sacrificial lamb.
Yes. To break a limb.
We shouldn't do that, but anyway, we are.
But it has to happen.
You got to take one for the team.
That's right. So what's the team look like this week, Tiana?
The team this week, we have got the old Smooey, Fitzy and Stevie M. Mate, across those blokes down there, I reckon Kenny Fletcher from Essendon must have snuck around the old Clayton area, because these blokes play exactly like his son. All arms and legs, those three.
And I thought Schmoo had one of his better games.
Yes.
He just spoiled.
Yeah,
he didn't try and mark, just spoiled.
That's what I'm saying. Like Dustin Fletcher, like he wasn't the greatest footballer at coming around, but if you had Dustin Fletcher hanging off here all day, you'd be going, "I'm sick of this bloke."
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah.
He's knocking me, he's bumping me, all that sort of thing.
And then we've got Huggy, Oldie and Pye for his first game in 2017.
Yes, so he's looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah, very much, mate. And then we got Kenny, pushed him out onto a wing, played a fantastic game. Probably, I reckon, the best game I've seen him play.
He played very well, yes. Especially in the last quarter, stopped a lot of...
Yes.
He's just filled in that gap.
Yep, and then we got Jeff Dyer in the middle.
If he shows, did we get confirmation?
I have.
Good. Yes.
He texted me coming down the hill. He said he can't make it to training, so I texted him. And I said, "Oh, listen, Jeff, you're right." And he goes, "Yeah, me back's happy days."
Well, good.
So he's going to play in the centre. So he'll probably swap with either Dicko or a half forward flank or down the forward pocket. So we got Jeff and young Damo. He loves it out on the wing, mate.
Yes, lots of space.
And mate, he goes all right.
He goes okay. Damo's fitting quick.
Yeah. Yeah, myself at our forward flank, Georgie Neo.
Georgie, good. First cup game.
Yes.
Played very well.
Yep, loves it. And he came up to me after the game, he said, "I've been waiting for this for quite a while."
Yeah.
Because he's played 45s down at Bayside, and he's a 50 this year, so he's played 55 years out of his age group. He said he loves it. Lynchy.
Yep.
We've got Helmut. Helmut's front enough for his second game.
Well, I think no, he did play consecutive games a couple of years ago, but I think that was about it.
Yeah.
Then we broke him in Coburg.
Yeah, killed him. Killed the poor man. But anyway, Joey Regano. And I think Joey's liking it too, because he's just walked out of the place now. He's given us a thumbs up. He said, "I'll see you down at Geelong." And I'm thinking, for Joey a couple of years ago, to say that he would go down to Geelong and have a game of football, he would probably tell you to shove it, I reckon.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think he's really enjoying it.
And being 6'20" or something, it's nice to kick to a big, tall target.
Oh, mate, I got the footy out there on the half forward flanking, whatever it was, and I marked it, and I'm sort of still, and everybody's yelling out, "Kick it away, kick it away." I've looked down the ground, as Joey's standing on some little pygmy.
That's right.
Mate, is that anyone up to where I'm
That's right,
the,
exactly.
And he's taking the big
big grab.
I shouldn't say anger. He just put his hands up, took the mark, and he turned around, kicked the goal.
Everyone thinking, fell off him.
Yeah, how was this?
Bunny.
And then we got Dicko, who's a little bit how's your mother with his hammies, but he'll be right because he's going to stay down there. So we'll get him and Kenny swapping around, and then we've got Vlad
next week, maybe.
Trash, and Foz in the middle. So we'll give the boys a bit of a wrestling. There's enough of us to rotate through the middle. So we'll go from there. Then we've got DJ, Colonel Sanders.
Baz, first game.
Yes, yep. Timsy, first game. And Timsy and Baz, we come down here last Sunday, played peeing down rain. Not a very nice day. These two blokes said they'll do the water for us.
That's
and did
right.
the flags for us.
Did the flags.
Yeah, so that's all part of it. Yeah, part of playing blood. And we've got the Wizard.
And the Wizard's coming.
The Wizard's catching the ferry.
I heard he's catching the ferry across the Rye.
Yeah, the love boat.
Yep.
The love boat. So he's coming over. So he'll be happy days. And he hasn't played. So he normally umpires for us. So he'll play that game. And I think he'll probably play the Frankston game.
So the away games when he's not umpiring for us.
Because he's down at Rye, so he'll play them once down there.
Yep.
And he'll play the Frankston maybe. He'll umpire here for us. So he'll play the Geelong, Frankston, and I think that's about all then.
That's the other ones, because the other ones were at Ascot, Vale, Willie, and Brunswick.
Yeah.
So he might not head across to those.
Yeah, so no, but he does a good job for us. Mostly he's one of the reasons why I'm playing Masters footy.
Yep.
Brucey
got you in?
Yeah, down at Bayside. So that's our side, so that's us, mate.
Which will be good. So off to Geelong. Geelong got a shellacking last week, but it's first game and we don't know what they're like.
Exactly.
They've got to find their own feet.
Oh, very much, mate, very much. But I'm probably preempting a little bit, but I would be very, very much disappointed if we didn't have a really good showing on the weekend, on Sunday. And we'll be apples, mate.
We'll be good.
Yeah, we've got a good side. We can just rotate a few around and join and give the blokes like the DJs, the Bazzes, the Timsies and the Wizards a bit of a run too, mate.
So that's right. Everyone gets a go.
And mate, at the end of the day, that's all part of it, isn't it?
Exactly. It is.
All right, Trash, thank you very much.
Thanks, Towner.
Pleasure, mate. We'll get Matty over here.
No, we'll get Timmy.
We'll get Timmy over here.
Timmy's going to come in. Now, the reason we've got Timmy talking about the Masters... is Steamer, the coach, is just too scared of microphones, apparently. So he doesn't like it. So we were going to get Barney. I sat down in front of the microphone thinking Barney's coming this way. And then Barney was leaving, and I said, "What are you doing, Barney?" And Barney pointed at Timmy. So Timmy's come in. So I don't think
late scratching.
I don't think you've been on the radio show before, have you, Timmy? I don't think we spoke
two,
to
three
you.
Years ago.
Two, 3 years ago. There we go. We try and rotate people through. So welcome, Timmy.
Thank you.
Now, what we usually do, we'll talk about last week's game. Here's some results for you.
Yeah, we got flogged in the end, didn't we?
It was a bit ugly. It was a bit ugly. I missed
the conditions were as well.
The conditions as well. I must admit, we in the 50s, we ran out just as a storm finished. Mm. There might have been a few drips.
Yep.
We played a full game, and as we walked off, there were a few drips, but by the time we got to the sheds, it was pouring, and you guys ran out.
Yeah, it was sunny when we were in the sheds. We ran out, and it was torrential.
It was, and it hung around for a good 10 minutes.
Yeah, I started on the bench, so that was okay for me.
I could hide in the shed,
so
yes.
You can hide all there. Anyway, so no, look, to be fair, last week... the score was 2-2-14, and we lost to Morty Alec, who we don't really like.
And that was
10 goals, 11, which 71.
Which was the exact same score that the 50s kicked for the Cowboys.
Oh, there we go. Okay, so, we're trying.
You're trying.
Yeah, but Morty Alec, look, the first quarter.
I missed the first quarter because I was chin-changed.
The first quarter was fair.
Yep.
We stuck with them. The second quarter, we got absolutely dominated in the middle.
I saw that. I came in the second quarter.
Well, it wasn't pretty.
We couldn't get it out of the middle, and they just rushed the ball up and
scored.
They did.
They had the wind, and they really put the pressure on and put the score on the board.
Yep.
Third and fourth quarter, to be fair, we came back, did what we could. We had all possession, but couldn't go on the scoreboard.
That's right. Yeah, we held the ball a lot, but just couldn't get it through. And the conditions, even though being wet, the ground held up well, but it was blowing a gale across the ground. So everything was happening on the far side of the ground. Now, for radio people, that doesn't make any sense to you, but it was all down one side of the ground.
Yeah.
And to move the ball across, get it up the middle, very tricky, and then actually have
for
a
sure.
shot was
look,
tricky.
Look, by foot, we weren't that good. We put it together for 2-3 minutes at a time, but we weren't stringing them together.
No.
And they had, they weren't under 35, but they were pretty much on 35. They had three or four good midfielders that just ran us around, and we couldn't keep with them.
Which in the Supers you can sort of cope with, but in the Masters, their heads are above.
Yeah.
Makes it very hard to...
And apparently I was talking to some of the boys after the game from Morty Arc, and they said... 4, 5, 6 blokes turned up the week before and said, put their hand up for it. So we'll see if they hang around, but they played their first game and that were the difference.
And half a dozen good young players, that's it. It's all over.
It's all over. Yeah.
Your fringe dwellers will still support, but...
So we had obviously Steamboat as his first game as...
First game as coach.
And Rowdy as captain, obviously going through the new formula.
Yes.
We're having vice captain and captain.
Yep.
We've got Jason down to the club as well.
Yep.
He's come down, just behind you there. But look, it was good. He was actually quite motivational, so that was a good thing as well.
He has stepped up. I mean, in the years gone past, Steamer was sort of
larrikin, joker.
Now, if you're talking during a huddle, he'll shout at you.
He stepped up.
He has stepped up, so it's good to see. You
know, appreciate that.
So yeah, so it didn't. Which leads, we're not in the bottom of the ladder.
Have a look at that. No, we're not. No, Peninsula. Well, they got towed up, didn't they?
They got towed up something.
Look at that before.
10-1 by Cranbourne. So Cranbourne on top.
You know what? Cranbourne and the other one was. There we go.
Bayside Saints beat Dingley in the Masters too. That was a fairly close game.
Oh, okay. There's the percentage there.
So, first game, 1-10. Nah.
Yeah.
We'll see. That'll sort itself out.
Let's go through the best players.
Best players. Now, I haven't got goal kickers. Can you remember? Because whoever does the administration is not like Boris, and Boris has the 50 stuff up very
straight
quickly
away
with the best players and goal kickers.
Yep, I found best players. Document,
article,
yep.
And published a nice summary of the game.
Yep.
I couldn't find on the website who kicked goals, and I can't remember who did.
I think Steamboat kicked one.
Steamboat got one, yep.
And that was in the first, second quarter.
Yep.
Can't remember the second one, though.
I can't remember the second one either.
So
we only kicked two.
When it's only two, it doesn't matter, really, does it?
It's not like someone had 10.
But Matty Ray, look, I'd say probably, I thought Nashy played a really good game.
Yes.
Frankie was great.
Yep.
He had a lot of the ball.
Mm.
Someone who wasn't in here that I thought played really well was Vince.
Vinny played well.
But he's
very
not the
mobile.
Best players, but I'll chuck him in there as well.
Yep.
Obviously, Rowdy played well.
Yes.
Stevie Forbes up the back was just running through people.
Solid in defence. He'll take a mark or he knows when to punch.
Or he'll spoil.
He knows when to spoil. So.
And it was coming down a fair bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially in that second quarter.
Mm.
I got stuck back there as well and it was just relentless.
Yeah, but yeah, Matty Ray also had a good game. He was all
and
over
Matty
the place.
Matty Ray played really well, yeah.
Yeah, so that was last week. Well, they said about last week, the better.
Yeah,
hopefully, this week we take on Dingley.
Well, I had a look at their results earlier too and they didn't really. Did they play? Ooh, I want to say they played Bayside Saints.
They played
Bayside
Saints.
29 to 34 ish.
That's right, it was 36 to 29.
There we go. I think it was
5-6 to 4-5 or something.
It was
fairly close.
So hopefully we'll get a look into this weekend. Dingley went up and then lost a lot of their players to Parkdale.
That's what the story is because Dingley dominated the Southern Regions 2 years ago so well. They went up to Premier League.
Yeah.
They didn't finish on the bottom.
Didn't like to travel?
I don't know if they didn't like to travel, but Diamond Valley, who finished on the bottom of Premier, who should have come back to either the North or South Division, had a campaign to stay in Premier League because they've always been Premier League club. They were an institutional club and the league said, okay, you can stay, and Dingley were the ones that were pushed back down. Now, I can see, let me just have a quick look at the
Supers. But not a bad thing saying more North and South, though.
It stays more north than south, saves the travel. So there's some sense there. So it's only one game. We don't know. But, yeah, we take on Dingley this week at Dingley. I don't think we've played them here for a number of years.
I haven't played there a number of years.
Yeah, we haven't played there for 2 years.
Yeah.
So maybe it was 3 years ago since we four or five years since we played them here. But they've got a good ground. The ground's fine.
Yeah, it slopes away to one side.
Slopes away to the far side again for radio viewers. It slopes away to one
side.
But it's quite a good ground. It's got that new winter grass from memory.
Yeah.
So it's not going to look green, but it's not going to be boggy and horrible. No. And I don't think they've got a cricket pitch, turf pitch in the middle. Don't know, but it's not going to be wet. We're going to be fine.
Yep.
So how are they lining up? What has Steamer come with?
We've lost Nashy. Wall's
we lost Nashy.
Back.
So just on Nashy, broke a finger.
Yeah, like in the esky after the game.
Yeah, but that's allegedly diving for a beer into the ice.
Marshall hurt his hand as well. He posted that on Facebook. He was puffed up.
He puffed up like a puff adder.
Yeah.
So there was obviously something wrong with that.
Kenny's doubtable. He's away on holiday.
Kenny's away.
Be returning.
Yep.
Steamboat hasn't pulled up well.
No.
Groin. Bigsy didn't train, but maybe a call-up as well.
Yep.
We'll see how we go there. But Joffa's unavailable.
Yes, Joffa's...
Timmy Cato did a hamstring.
Did a hammy playing for a Saturday footy,
Yeah. So that's a bit silly.
And Walls, I think Walls gone back
Walls
to Sydney.
Walls gone back to Sydney, yeah.
So there's a few out. So go from the back line.
So in the back pocket, we've got Chiz, who played a really good tagging role.
We had an intra-club game, and Chiz played on me. Gee, he tagged well.
He was
a pest.
Yeah,
as a forward, you sit round and go, just go away. But no, he was there. So it's good to see Chiz play very well.
Big Stevie Forbes at the back.
Very
just
solid.
Consistent and solid. Danger He had a bit of misfortune last week.
Yes.
Kicking out from fullback and got fined this week for it.
That's right. And he wasn't here. He'd run away from the fine. So yeah, what Danger was on the half forward line and decided he had enough of whoever was kicking out, went down, kicked out, kicked to the opposition. The opposition kicked it over his head for a goal.
Yep, for a goal strike.
Which is enough to win the World of Sport award. But he'd run away from it. But we'll catch up with him.
So halfback flank, you've got Matty Ray, who's had a good game last year.
Yep.
Super Coops is just consistent.
Yeah, solid.
And we've got Brian, who didn't play last week.
No.
Not in the Masters anyway.
No, I don't think he played at all last week.
No, I don't think he did at all. Yep. So he's a big, solid unit too.
Yep.
On the winger, we've got Chris.
Is that Big Beard Chris?
Yeah, I think it is.
Yes.
Yeah,
he can kick the ball a long way. So that might be handy. Yep.
Morty's always handy in the middle.
Morty's always handy. Roams everywhere, so that's okay.
And Meerkat, who started in the forward pocket and had license to roam, which is the idea, but he's back probably where he should be on the wing.
On the wing. He's fit enough to run all over the place.
Can run.
Yep.
Myself at half forward flank.
Good. That's solid. Yep.
Yep. Farmer in the middle, who's... You know, just he goes and goes and goes.
He's an interesting guy.
He's not Bond Beach boy.
He's a Bond Beach, and he's an interesting cat out in the training track. Very vocal, very encouraging. Yeah. So good to see him bring that out in the ground.
It's good to see. So he'll be good. You know, at least he's going to get talks himself up. Talks himself in.
And talks in the third person, which is always amusing.
Yeah, farmer's ball.
Yeah.
No, we like that.
We like that.
And we've got Razor on the other flank.
Yep.
Vinny, who I said had a good game in the pocket. Jono's
back.
He had a back issue, didn't he? Last week, so he's back. So we'll pop him full forward.
Yep.
And then Hazel in the other pocket.
So we've got the tall and the small.
The tall and the small. I don't mind that.
Yep.
Obviously, rucking up as Manu, who's returning.
And he played quite well returning because he didn't play. I don't think he played a game last year. Maybe one or something.
Yeah.
And he's scary enough, Manu. Anyway.
Oh, and he just. Yeah.
I wouldn't want to be rucking against Manu because you just don't know.
Last week we had Marshall in the ruck.
Yep.
We had big Steve. Big Steve.
Yes.
New Big Steve. So I think, has he gone up, has he?
I think he might have. Probably I haven't have got the team, but he might have gone up.
And obviously had Farmer and Manu switching between the big and the little ruck, so that was good. So he'll probably do the same role.
Yep.
Rowdy and Frank,
very
obviously
solid.
Really solid.
Smart players, both of them.
Yeah.
And Frankie's even eligible
duck
for...
Duck in the background.
That's my phone.
I had one in my pool this week. So.
Oh, did you? Oh, I saw that. Yeah. We've had them in our pool. We had one year, we had three... Three families. We had a soft spot. We'd actually...
You don't feed them, I got told.
No, we don't feed them. They lived in the ivy next to the pool, and they'd be there, and they'd swim around the pool, because I let my pool go over winter, and it turns into a pond.
Okay.
Yeah. And the ducks are attracted to the pond.
Yeah.
But then you'd see the baby ducks, and the baby ducks would float around in the pool, and then they'd be gone.
Little family story,
and they'd be gone. So we watched that, and then the next time we found Mummy leading them, trying to find out of the backyard... into the front yard.
Yeah, yeah.
So we assisted. And one year, myself, my daughter and son, and they were probably, I don't know, 14 and 8 or something, we escorted the ducks down our street. Our street finishes next to the car park to the river.
Yep.
Over the levee bank, through the car park, into the river. So we relocated a family. So they didn't cause us a great deal of trouble. But, no.
I heard it's phosphate problems.
It can be messy.
Yeah.
So, but we haven't had them for a while. But
I'm all new to that situation, so here we go.
So, Rowdy and Frank, very solid.
Look, solid in the middle. But, look, we got overrun by pace last week, so hopefully they're a bit slower this week.
That's right, yep.
But we've got potentially Kenny.
Potentially Kenny, yep.
Yeah. Gov's up in Queensland, I believe, but should be back.
Should be back, and he turned up. I don't think he trained. He turned up and played Supers last week.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
So he might have been telling on him a little bit, maybe.
Yeah. That is Ads.
Ads.
Adam Happenon.
Yep.
Shane.
New boy.
New guy.
Yep.
And we've got Buckets Lacey, obviously with a groin, but we'll see how we go. Probably, put the boots on.
Yep.
Paddy Lloyd and Bigsy.
Paddy's doubtful.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, because I wouldn't expect Paddy to be on the bench if he was fully available.
I wouldn't have thought so either. So there's the team.
That seems a very good team. Off to Dingley. We'll cross our fingers. So thanks for that, Timmy.
Can you
go grab Parksy?
I'll get him very quickly.
Let's point Parksy this way, and we'll talk about the Super. So thanks, Tim.
Cheers, Trash.
No worries. So while Tim goes off and finds Parksy, I'll fill in a little bit of time. So this is Radio Carrum and the Cowboys Football Show, where we talk all things Cowboys, all things football. We talk about Richmond. I can do that because no one else is here at the moment, so I can talk about how good the Tigers are, 4 from 4. We can talk about how bad Hawthorn is, none from 4, and that's sort of enough time to fill in. And Supercoach is running. There is a Supercoach League for the Cowboys this year. It's only a 10-team league, which upset Mrs. Trash no end. She didn't make it in. So Mrs. Trash is a bit grumpy. about not being in Super Coach, but I'll give a Super Coach update next radio show because we will have played a few more games. And the Super Coach this year, we've only got 10 teams, so everyone will play each other twice. That's a little bit fairer. I filled in enough time. Hello, Parksy.
Hey, Trash. How are you?
I'm good. I'll give you this. Here's our results sheet from last week.
Right.
From what we can do. And close but no cigar.
No, it was a little bit disappointing. We had our chances in the last 5 minutes, but we just couldn't get it done in atrocious conditions.
It was. We were talking about that for the Masters, that they got wet at the start, you got wet at the end.
Yep,
and
that's it.
And the wind was blowing straight across the ground. Very hard to score. I mean, the final score was 3-7 to 4-4. Only one goal was kicked in the second half, and that was by Morty.
Yeah, they just got over us, and we couldn't do it.
Yeah, so yeah, many times in that third quarter, we had it forward and just couldn't get it through the big sticks, unfortunately.
And the last quarter, we had it 5 minutes, I reckon, the last 5 minutes in our forward half, and just couldn't get it down there.
Yeah,
frustrating.
Very hard. As I said, the wind was blowing straight across the ground, so it was hard to, once you got it, it was hard to straighten up, and I reckon at least there was 20 out in the fulls at least on that far side
during the day. Yep.
You thought you were kicking it well and the wind just took it sideways. I think even a kick went backwards at one stage in the third quarter down our end. Tennis court end. We just went up and everyone just watched it go backwards and that was the extent of the wind. But some good signs, some new players.
Yeah, it was good. Got a look at a couple of guys. I made a few changes this week again.
Yep.
But given the conditions, I was pretty impressed by the way we moved it around in patches, and we just thought Morty Alec had sort of a spare man for most of the day, and they just worked it around a bit better than us.
They did. They held on to it a little bit better than we did. Maybe their delivery was a little bit better, but as I said, close game. Could have gone either way. A kick. If we'd got one of those through in the third quarter, we would have been a goal up, and they would have been chasing.
Yeah, that's right.
And it was tough because we were ahead, and they probably only got that last goal in the last 10 minutes of the last quarter. And as you said, last 5 minutes we tried but just couldn't get it through.
Yep, that's it.
Better players, Aussie.
Yeah.
I think he kicked a few points. He missed one very early or two.
But like I said, when the wind was going sideways across the ground.
Yep. Azza, all over the place from what I could see, he was everywhere.
Yeah, he was everywhere. Bruffy got the chocolates for best on ground.
Bruffy played a great game.
Solid game down back.
The way Bruffy's progressed in, I think it must be 4 years he's been down here, and the first few years he played Masters and just got better and better and better and forced his way into the Supers.
Yeah, he's good. He's very dependable.
Down back. Solid. Yeah. So it's good to see Bruffy play well.
Yep.
Hanksy
was good.
New boy.
We're probably not going to see him again for a while.
Oh, that's it, because he plays Saturdays
at Keezy still. So, yeah, that's a tough ask.
Yeah, to back it up.
He wanted to play with Az, and that's fair enough.
Yep. And Hita got into best. I think the burden of coach and all that made Hita just could run
that
round.
Looking forward to seeing Hita out there. He's got a bit of Hawthorn anger this week, so I've asked him to bottle it up and unleash it on Sunday for us.
Well, he had a bit of Hawthorn anger 2 weeks ago, and they haven't won since, so it's probably even bigger, so that's not going to be a bad thing. You can actually see it, because a few times when we're watching the game from the club rooms here, you can just see that passion in Hita. I've got the ball, I'm coming through, or you've got the ball,
it.
I'm getting
hits
you.
Hard.
He hits it very hard.
Good to watch.
Now, we didn't have our goal kickers, and I can't remember who kicked goals.
Did Aussie get one?
I think Aussie got one. Slash usually gets one but didn't, so that surprised me.
Can't remember.
And I can't remember who the other ones were. I think Roscoe might have snuck forward and got one at one stage.
Yeah, possibly.
And maybe the other one I was thinking was maybe Lighty or Georgie.
Can't remember.
I think Georgie kicked one. Georgie kicked one on the left, because Georgie's a left foot. He kicked one on the left foot up.
Shorey. Shorey ran into an open goal at one
Shorey
stage.
Ran into an open shot, but also
he
Georgie.
He kicked our first.
Yeah, Georgie kicked one up that end as well. So that must have been in the second quarter as well. So only three goal kickers. You think we should be able to remember them, but not so good. So Dingley this week. Dingley had a big win over Bayside.
Yep.
When I say big win, it was, 8-2. But
yeah, that's pretty impressive.
That's impressive in those conditions. And that would have been played at Bayside, I would think. No, probably at Dingley, which the shape of Dingley and the way the wind was blowing, I reckon it would have been straight down Dingley's ground.
Right.
Which would have made it very hard to score at one end. So we take off on Dingley. Dingley go back from Premier League.
Yep.
They went up there to spanked everyone 2 years ago, went up, did okay. And as I was saying before, they've come back into the Southern League. It probably makes it easier for travel. with them. They're a fit to the Southern League. So we do want to beat them, because the last game we played against them was the grand final 2 years ago and they beat us.
Yeah, I heard about that.
And beat us convincingly, unfortunately, but they were a very good team. So to get some revenge would be sweet.
Yeah, well, hopefully the weather's a bit better, because it's hard to get a good gauge of where we're at.
Yeah.
Last game,
no,
obviously. Yeah. So I still think we've got a pretty good lineup this week.
Yep, I haven't heard any of the weather forecast for Sunday yet.
Well, it can't be as bad as last week.
That's true. It's cold and wet and miserable and windy. So how are we lining up in the Supers?
So our backs, Mick Heath, Joffa comes back into the side.
Played Masters because he had to go to a kids' party or something last week.
He put his hand up to maybe play Masters this week. He's not too confident that he's up to it.
He's mentioned that a couple of years, that, and he's pushing late 40s.
Yeah.
And I know he's keen to turn 50.
Yeah,
but that's still a
few
years off.
He's very dependable. He's strong. He's got a nice kick.
He's very good kick, very strong.
We've put him down at fullback.
Yep.
And Bruffy, the other pocket.
Yep.
Obviously coming off a good game. We've got Marty, who wasn't that keen to go into the ruck again, he told me.
No, didn't like the...
Never played before, thought he went really well.
Yep.
So looking forward to him coming off a back flank.
Height, very tall.
Yeah, good. Mobile,
and he can run.
Very
fit. He's, was he a runner?
He's a triathlete.
Triathlete. So he should be able to run, yep.
Ashton half back and
yep.
Corey in for his first game after pulling out with a crook back.
Oh, that's why he didn't play last week.
Said he was on holidays, played golf every day, and then
that's a good thing.
Spent
yeah.
a day down at the range.
Yeah.
Messaged me at 4 o'clock on the Sunday morning and said that he couldn't move.
Oh.
So I said, give the golf a miss this weekend, and we're looking forward to seeing him
in a couple
there.
Of weeks, okay, yep.
The centres are Roscoe, Heater and Bryce.
Yeah, good pace on the wings and Heater's.
No surprise there. Bryce has got a little bit of a calf issue, so we'll wait to hear from him Saturday. We've got a contingency for that.
Mm-hmm.
Pugs goes to a half forward.
Ooh, pushed up from the back line.
With Lighty sent half forward and Slash on the other flank.
Yep.
We've got George... Steve Bernard in for his first game in the Supers at full forward.
Mm-hmm.
Big unit.
He's
played good footy.
Steve got the beard?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. His brother played in the Premiership here in 94.
Oh, okay, yep.
And Jason Deason in for his first game as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if anyone's seen the viral coach's interview a few weeks back
over
in America.
Yeah.
Who said that he focuses on watching the guys on the bench and whether they're interested in the game or not.
Oh, okay.
How he selects his sides.
Yeah.
He's a bit disappointed about kids coming through the sporting ranks now and seeing their superstars and thinking that everything comes easy.
Yep.
So he watches body language.
Oh, I think I didn't see that. I thought, that was
really
huge. Because it was an interesting way to coach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought he summed it up really well. Well, Jace Deason's enthusiasm since he's been down here, he's enjoying the fact that he's actually got the time to come down.
Yep.
He's a very enthusiastic guy, and that's the reason I've picked him.
Okay. Well, I'll be good to see.
Looking forward to seeing that.
Yep.
Light up the side a little bit for us on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Tunners rucking with Rocket and Shorey following.
That's handy, those two.
Stormy, myself, Package and Hollywood on the bench.
Okay. So I haven't seen the Package. Oh, no, he was here last week.
Yeah.
He missed last because he had his groin or something. Yeah, working.
Tonight.
That's right. Yep.
He's had hamstring trouble. But I think he was probably right about a week ago and he's given it a little bit extra.
Yeah, so the 2 weeks allows you to do that.
Yep.
Well, that's a bit. We won't get to see it because we're down at Geelong and we don't kick off till 12. So very doubtful we're going to be back for either two games. It's very disappointing. We always like to come and see the Masters and the Supers, but we wish you well.
No, Geelong's a lovely spot. So
Geelong's a lovely spot.
Nice.
So apparently they're going to put on a Barbie. Towner was talking to them. They're putting on a Barbie for us.
All right.
We're the only game after the kids or something. So
yep.
With a bit of timing, we might be able to be back to see the last quarter or the last half and either cheer on or poke our heads in and go, well, we don't want to watch that anymore and and keep moving.
We'll see how we go.
So
we've got to go in confident.
We'll exactly.
See how we go from there.
And as I said, last week was very hard to make any judgments given the conditions we were under.
Yep.
No worries.
Cool.
Thanks, Parksy. Now, can you go grab Pi? He's
yes.
in the bar.
No
and
worries.
Pi will come and help me shut this down until I learn the all the bits and pieces. So
no worries. Thanks, Trash.
Thanks, Parksy. So again, I'll just fill in some time while Parksy goes off and gets Pi to wind everything up for this, the second Radio Carrum Cowboys footy show. I am in search of a new pie. It's hard to keep talking all the way through. So if you do listen to this podcast and you are a cowboy and you think you've got a head for radio, come and have a chat to us. It's not hard. You just sit here and talk about the first thing that comes into your head. and hopefully try and make it interesting for those listening. So be handy to have a not a second banana, that's probably not the right term for it, but a Santa's little helper to help me put the show together. I've got to go through my training of pushing the buttons and twiddling the knobs to get it up and running, but I can certainly talk to Pi about that. And as Pi mentioned before, hopefully in the next few weeks we can broadcast certainly home games, and if the Vantastic gets up and running, we can do the away games as well. So looking forward to that. Vibe around the Cowboys is good. Last week we had Matt Cronin, one of my mates, come and talk about the Pat Cronin Foundation, how they want to end the coward punch. And unfortunately, yesterday was the 12-month anniversary of Pat's passing. So a tough time for the Cronin family. But the support the Cowboys gave last week when Matt was down here talking through his situation and what he's been through has been absolutely amazing. The Cowboys bought all the wristbands we had that the Cowboys had. We had T-shirts and singlets that the guys bought, and together we raised a substantial amount of money for the foundation. So I spoke to the boys this evening and said that I spoke to Matt earlier during the week, and Matt wanted to pass on his thanks to the Cowboys and the support they'd given the Pat Cronin Foundation. So well done, Cowboys. And for those of you out there who don't know, yep, Pat Cronin Foundation, there's a website. Contributions or donations are tax deductible. It's a fully set up charity, and what they're trying to do is fund awareness programs that will stop and end the coward punch. So not the greatest topic, but certainly an important topic that we feel is needed. So round two, one win for the 50s, a loss for the Supers and the Masters. And this week, Supers and Masters are off to Dingley, and the 50s head down to Geelong for the first game against Geelong. They're a new team this year, probably inspired by the fact that the National Carnival is going to be down in Geelong later this year, and that's maybe why they've put a team together. So over the year to come, there's only six teams in both the Masters and the Supers, which means given it's a 10-round season, we'll play each team twice. So that'll give us a good indication after round five of where all the teams lie and who's good, who's bad. And hopefully, if conditions are better and they're not all as visible as they were last time, we've got the ability to actually make some judgments about which team is better than another. And the 50s, there's 12 teams in the over 50s. So 12 teams in the over 50s means that we don't, and there's only 10 games, means we don't play every team twice. So we miss a couple of teams. Hang on a sec. Pugs. Pugs. Get pie. I need pie. Yeah. So the 50s don't play two teams. We don't play, as Pi and I were or the town and I was talking about before, we don't play one of the Williamstown teams, and we also don't play Beaconsfield, which is a bit of a pity because the Beaconsfield guys are a nice bunch of guys. A lot of them go to the carnival each year, so you make friends with them in the off season. So it's a pity that we don't play against some of we don't play against Beaky this year. But then again, Beaky absolutely towed us up last year in the 50s, so maybe it's a loss we won't have. Now, Pi is making his way here. I can see his reflection in some of the memorabilia. And I'm glad Pi's actually made it because I'd run out of stuff to talk about. So Pi's back now. He's now, a Trash, long you, run
you
from
know,
the bar.
You know you've got to try and get your music and everything together too.
I know.
You need a light bulb with some music, and so you're all ready to go for next time.
I've got a phone.
Well, you could do that as long as you've got music.
That. I've got to get the song put on. I've got to get the cowboy song. I've got to get the champ song.
Yeah, that's right. And the theme song to finish
off with.
I'd have that somewhere. So I'll be able to send that to you.
We'll see if we can work that out, and then we can push the bus and nod. So thanks for coming back and saving me, Pi.
No, that's all right, mate.
I've just talked rubbish for the last 5 minutes here by myself, saying that I do need a new Pi, and I am taking taking auditions.
He just
auditions.
Told me then you're new to me, so yeah. So yeah, you're going to get someone to come and chat with you. So.
Oh, so I said it's hard to talk all the time by yourself. You need someone to bounce off, so we are, and I sent out the call before. If there's any cowboys that want to have a head for radio,
put your
hand up.
Even for 1 week here and 1 week there or
that's
something.
That's right. We can have a guest each week.
Guest, you can that's do that. Fine. You can do anything you want to do.
Because I asked Stevie Forbes, but he's a bit reluctant. Because I wanted to keep the presidential feel to
it, but he's
a little bit reluctant. He couldn't commit. Because he does travel a bit.
He does do a bit of travel, yeah.
So we'll find
someone.
You need
to get him in every now and then, though.
I've got my eye on Barney.
Yeah, but Barney doesn't hang around long,
does he? Hang around. Barney or even Pugs.
Yeah, Pugs are going. He doesn't mind Pugs, it. He spoke before on the radio.
Yeah, so we need one that can talk. And the other one's up there. Shmoo. Shmoo will chat.
Yeah, so I mean, there's 3 weeks there.
That's right. It's half the season done.
Well, 4 weeks.
4 weeks.
We're in the second half
of the year.
There you go.
So there we go.
All right, mate.
So thanks, Pye.
That's all right.
Thanks for filling in. And you can have some cameo guest appearances at future dates.
Yes, for sure. And don't forget, everyone, the Sports Club $1,000 draw is on Friday the 28th of April. Tickets behind the bar, $25.
Yes, reverse draw.
It's on a Friday night, yep. So
last man standing.
Starting at 7 o'clock, last man standing. So get your tickets. It's a fundraiser so we can get some new furniture.
And what date was that? The
28th of April.
A Friday. So if you're here, you can also, there's raffles and also other bits
and pieces
happening on that day.
Well, the members, if you remember, the members draw is at 6, so you can get involved with the Chook raffles and get in the members draw, then hang around until 7, and then the $1,000 draw kicks
off. And the members draw is a bit of money.
Yeah, I don't know what it's up to at the moment. It starts at 100, and so then it. But there's a few people won it a few weeks in a row. I think Henry won it that long ago again.
Oh, that's why he's gone to New Zealand.
He's good at winning it.
He's
he could afford it. Yeah, with $150, that's about. You get a return ticket to New Zealand for about $150
and accommodation, meals, everything. Yeah.
All right, mate.
Okay, bye.
No worries.
Thanks a lot,
everyone.
Thank you. Bye.